time for Taking Care of Business on Midlands 103. With thanks to the local enterprise offices of Leash, Offaly and Westmeath. Find us on localenterprise.ie and let's talk business.
Midlands 103.
Hello and a good evening to you all. It's Tuesday the 14th of February. I'm Ronan Berry and you're very welcome to Taking Care of Business here on Midlands 103. Valentine's Day, what are you doing to mark it? Are you somebody who makes it a big occasion and goes all out? Are you somebody who just lets it pass by and you let your loved one know how much you love them in a different way on a different occasion as well? Either way, it's an interesting time of year. It gets so much attention and the one thing we can say about it is it generates business. Hotels are busy tonight. Restaurants are busy tonight. The shops have been busy selling cards and selling all the various Valentine's merchandise. And that in itself is not a bad thing. So this evening on the show, we're going to kind of take that theme of Valentine's Day. And I've invited to talk to you a number of couples, all who run and operate their own businesses. So they work together. So lots of questions and lots of things we can explore on that. What's it like spending pretty much all of your time together, both in work and at home? Where does work start and stop? And where does home life start and stop? And how do you blend all that together, still find time for downtime, to raise families and everything else that life throws at you too, as well as all the trials and tribulations of both setting up, growing and indeed expanding on the businesses that you run. So lots of fantastic couples coming up, including Ray Carlin and Claire Weston of Lakeland Kayaks in Mullingar, Gillian and Ronan Tracy of Hummingbird Interiors and the gorgeous cafe in Port Arlington. Also, you'll meet Peter and Suginia Williams, the owners of Pearl Dental in Tullamore. But first this evening, I'm going to just throw my attention to a different business and indeed a very, very busy business this evening. But with a special reason to go and talk to this business. Yes, they are owned by a fabulous couple, Kenan Pelavan and Sarah Thomas. It's the award-winning and Michelin Guide listed restaurant, the Blue Apron in Tullamore. Kenan, of course, is originally from Turkey and he's taken a few minutes out of an extremely busy schedule, as you can imagine, this evening. And I guess, Kenan, like, you know, we're looking at the numbers and the figures at the minute. 37,000 deaths at least confirmed already, the majority of which are in Turkey. Some survivors actually rescued today, pulled out of rubble 8 days after the earthquake. It's quite staggering what has happened over there. For yourself, looking back at your home country, how does it feel to be watching that footage and seeing what's taking place in front of your eyes on the various news channels?
It's very frustrating, I can say, the first, because I feel very helpless. We're constantly watching TVs, YouTube videos and people trying to rescue others and try to get help, try to feed themselves, try to sleep under the rubbles. Or it's just heartbreaking. It's just I cannot imagine anything worse for anybody.
And what, just before you came on, we were having a quick discussion about it too, and what really kind of shocked me was there's almost an element that there's no major surprise in this. I mean, there's been precedents 20 years ago, another major earthquake, but
yes,
this has been happening, and a lot of criticism of the government and the lack of response in the initial day or two. And that's deep-rooted in the Turkish people over there. Like, that's been felt on the ground. I mean, that there's a lot of blame potentially being put towards the government because of this.
Yes, that's exactly almost the same size earthquake happened 1999. I was 20 years old. And over 17,000 people died. And after that, the whole legislation for a building changed. The planning permission system changed. It's the best on paper. But the problem is, if no one controls or regulates those laws, people go back and start to do, basically, the corruption takes over and the greed takes over. And that's what seems to be happened. I don't want to blame anybody else now. And I hope that that'll come out. I hope there'll be some kind of inquiry. But it's just heartbreaking to see exactly the same thing happen and same mistakes made after 24 years.
How familiar are you with that region where this?
I think the region is basically southeast of Turkey, but the whole size of affected area is almost, they say, is the size of the Bulgaria. So that's like almost 5 or 6 hours from one side to the other. It's huge, and it's densely populated area. They're saying 14% of agriculture comes from that area, and 9% of the GPT comes from that area as well. So because of what happened, now it's going to affect maybe next year, the agriculture outcome will be different. Maybe Turkey will be more in recession. That's another fear that's building, you know. So they're saying at least 40,000 buildings are collapsed or damaged. So they have to be rebuilt again. And Turkey is, like everybody else, after the COVID, we have a problem with the inflation and we have a problem with the economy as well. And that will add up more and more to the current situation.
We know that here in Midlands 103, particularly with Will Faulkner in Midlands today, he spoke to a number of people like yourself who've come from Turkey and have businesses here in the Midlands, and they've been trying whatever way they can to try and do something. What can people do? Like, how do you think people in the Irish business community are listening here tonight, what can they do to at least offer some form of assistance?
Now, this is the seventh day of the earthquake that happened last, basically Monday morning at 4 o'clock. There's enormous help in Turkey from people. So whatever they need, food, shelter, I think they're almost fine now for that type of stuff. I think they have like almost too many, but that's, you can't really control that type of stuff. You know, like you can't really put a cap on these things. Next thing will be, I think, the rebuilding houses is going to be the problem. And I think the only thing that I can suggest is the actual money that if people can send it over, the correct charities with no political or religious affiliation, or that, you know, if there's no ties. So I think if you find the right charity and send the money, and that's the best way to go forward.
I appreciate you taking time to come in tonight, and hopefully, you know, some good news begins to come from there, and we can begin, and hopefully that number doesn't climb as quickly as it does. But this evening, of course, being Valentine's Day, it's probably the busiest night, one of the busiest nights of the year you have in the restaurant.
Yes,
to take it.
Yes, we are. Yeah, we are. Like Valentine's, always people try to book in advance. One of the most interesting, I find that a lot of ladies try to book it. I always think that, you know, that's the kind of man's job. So I find it like when I say, okay, that's interesting. So, but we're very busy tonight, as you can imagine. And it's nice to see different faces. As I always say, it's a different kind of customer base on Valentine's night. There are new customers maybe in the future. But I'm really glad that we see new faces, young faces, on Valentine's night.
And it must be nice just to know you can open on Valentine's night and serve people, given the way things were during all those lockdowns and restrictions. And then we come out of that and you get hit with inflation and rapidly escalating electricity prices as well.
Yes.
I just have to commend all of you in restaurant business, like, that you're still going as well and still clearly enjoying it, though.
Yeah, I'm just talking about for myself, it is hard. Another thing that I never personally experienced inflation in this country, because we opened in 2011 and it was like a recession times. And like everything was same. I just last 10 years, we were paying the same prices for most of the stuff. Now that changed a lot. It's just affecting us hugely. The electricity prices, the gas prices are just, but we can't do anything else about it. So our profit margins are down. But personally, for the Blue Apron, we do something that we like. We try to produce something that we enjoy as well. Like I always say to people, like we do our homemade desserts. We have ice cream machine in the restaurant, which no one has as far as I'm concerned, in Conteofly. I know another person in Athlone doing their own ice cream. But the only reason we're doing these things is because we like to serve something nice and something different. That's all.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe tonight there could be a few proposals, or there could be the start of some great relationships there. Anyway.
Oh, God. Please, God, yes.
Ken, I'm going to let you back to it. It's a busy night, but thank you so much for coming in. Thanks a million there to Kenan Pelevan. Just taking a few minutes there of his evening, the busiest night of the year for them in the Blue Apron restaurant in Tullamore. And if you're like a lot of, and all the people are in the studio with me here at the minute, if you're like a lot of us couples who don't go out on Valentine's night, if you are going out, check out the Blue Apron. It is absolutely worth it. But again, I suppose our thoughts and condolences are with so many people in Turkey and Syria as that disaster, as the death toll continues to rise and just the scale of the devastation day by day just grows and grows. Horrendous situation. And Kenan was very open in his thoughts as well, and in a lot of the failings maybe that have happened for people over there. But good to hear they're busy tonight, and the business is going despite all the challenges it has faced, as have many businesses in the hotel and restaurant sector over the past couple of years. Now, for Valentine's night, what could we do on a business show? What could we do, and who could we get? Surely all couples are gone out on Valentine's night for a meal or for a night away from the family or from work or whatever it might be. But no, I think a lot of couples, myself and my wife included, we generally don't stir out too far on Valentine's night. So when I noticed that actually Valentine's night this year was on a Tuesday night, I said, well, I've got the perfect excuse this year. I'm going to be working. I'm going to be on air. So I reached out then to some fantastic businesses across Sleashoffy in Westmead, and business in particular that are run by couples. So, and try to look and explore what's it like to both start a business together, grow a business together, work together 24/7, and then bring it all home with you and have to do all the household stuff and basically never get a break from each other. Is it good? Is it bad? What are the challenges? What are the fun parts of it? Or what is that kind of secret in the mix of the two personalities that really is helping create and drive these businesses? So a little bit later on, you're going to meet Peter and Suginia Williams. They're the owners of Pearl Dental in Tullamore. Just before that, you're going to meet Gillian and Ronan Tracy of the fabulous Hummingbird Interiors and Cafe in Port Arlington. But first, the two people I have sitting in front of me, who have gladly given us their time to come over this evening, Ray Carlin, the Managing Director, and Claire Weston, the manager of Lakeland Kayaks, a business that they set up in Mullingar only back in 2020. And I think, Ray, I had you on the show about 18 months ago, and I said to you, what a great year to set up a business.
Yeah.
Why kayaks?
Why kayaks? God, I'll have to remember what I told you back then, because so much has happened. But no, really, it was just a love of activity, really, for myself. And at the time, I remember myself and Claire were planning some adventures, because obviously everyone was in lockdown and we were kind of, what are we going to do within our 5 kilometre radius? We're going to go for a walk here, a run there. But we were like, we've loads of lakes. We want to get some kayaks. We reached out to a few people, a few different companies, and we couldn't source them. So we also kind of found at the time that we didn't think the customer service, and it wasn't like we were experiencing customer service ourselves too much. It was just like no one got back to us, and there was no kind of clear direction as to when to have kayaks back in. So I kind of came up with the idea, look, let's try and, if there's a business opportunity here, we felt, you know.
That sounds too easy. what was your own professional background up to that point?
Well, my own professional background at that stage, I was just, basically, I was web design, digital marketing, UX, UI, kind of user experience design, user interface design. So that's what I was specialising in. I spent 1 year managing a digital studio up in Dublin. Custodian is the name of the company. Alan Brogan is the commercial manager up there, so I was managing digital studio for that. So gained loads of experience there, working with customers like Virgin, Vodafone, Air, all these kind of big brands, Kerry Group, Dairy Gold and stuff. So I could see directly the level of customer service that they were insisting on their website and their social media platforms. So from that, we could kind of see that, look, any kind of business we were going to set up or anything like that we were going to do, that was always going to be the forefront.
What a fantastic viewpoint to come at it from. And yourself, Claire, you were obviously kind of buying into this idea from the early days too.
Yeah, I was. I was actually finishing my pharmacy technician degree in Athlone. So I was a college student. So in the summers, like, I was lucky free just to do anything. So I was delighted to help out. And like that, in pharmacy, I really liked the customer service side. I liked connecting with people, talking to them, making them have a pleasant experience in your business. So translating that then to the kayak business was quite easy. I really enjoyed it as well. It was always good to do something different, any excuse to get into the van, go down to Cork, to, you know, with the van full of kayaks and have the crack then as well. So it's nice like that. Like, we got to experience a lot of fun together through that stuff.
Yeah, we did, because like in our first few months, obviously doing the business, it started scaling, and we kind of set up the business on a kind of a pre-order basis where we had all the stock ordered, but it got delayed because of obviously the complications in shipping at the time. So we had a lot of that stock sold. So when all that arrived, it was ourselves that were delivering. So we were doing everything. We were doing the marketing. We were doing the doing the fulfillment of the orders, filling the vans, printing out packing lists, trying to get routes around the country to fit appropriate amount of kayaks in, so we're not wasting the journey.
Trying to tell the difference between a red kayak and an orange kayak at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yes,
that ended up a few fun times.
We had a few power cuts, I remember, in the garage at the time as well, so we were trying to picking out through these kayaks. So look, it worked out really good, but that kind of built a lot of resilience and kind of belief.
It hasn't deterred you anyway, because what has happened even since then, like in a couple of short years, from like having that idea, basically out looking for adventure yourselves, to turning it into a business. I mean, you started then, you've grown, you've a warehouse in Mullingar now, you've added new brands to it. Like, just take us through the scale of the growth of the business since then.
Yeah, will I go? Do you?
Yeah.
Well, like, we'll obviously look, what we wanted to do was create our own brand. Obviously, we're Lakeland Kayaks, but we've our own brand called Skipjack, and that's really the heartbeat of what we do. The brand Skipjack is a scalable part of the business. Like, as a retailer, there's only so much we can scale in the sense of getting into other retailers and wholesalers. So what we were, so with Skipjack, we created a brand that the likes of Elvery's and Intersport Elvery's are now selling, and we're just working with a few different big names at the minute as well to get in there. Now with that, when we set up the retail place in Mullingar, which we can talk about as well, like we obviously got in other brands there. We got lots of brands in from Job, Trespass, Columbia, different brands like that. So it's really scaled. Like, you know, we just wanted to increase the level of quality within what we were doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, like, it's funny, being the smaller brand, obviously our brand in our shop sells best compared to Trespass or all these international brands, because everybody sells them, but only we, like a few select people, sell Skipjack. So it's funny when you compare it, like.
And are you involved at the design stage of those products then as well? Or what's your...
Yeah.
Is it right down to that?
Everything, yeah, everything. We designed the logos, the iconography, the branding, all the equipment, all the hats, the logos. We've obviously a subset of logos then for each brand, each kayak model. Like, we'd have the Skipjack Sitting Top, Skipjack Atlas, Skipjack Atlas 2, the Skipjack Scorpion, Skipjack Scorpion Pro, Skipjack Crossover, the Skipjack Oasis. So all these needed designs as well. So with that, each one of them needs their own marketing campaign as well. They need their own ad set on Google Ads. Mm-hmm. They need their own ad set on Instagram and Facebook. And
Content. Creative design and stuff, yeah.
Video production then as well. We were creating videos as well. So it's been immense. Like, it's been class. Like, and like, just not too many, you know, what other role could we be in that we could do so much? Like?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of beginning to see now maybe how, as a couple, working together is really suiting you, because it sounds like you're never off, actually, that you must be just talking business all the time. But the fact it's a hobby and it's an area you're passionate about as well, it seems to be just this lovely blend, and interesting how you come at it originally from the user experience perspective. It sounds like you possibly could have built any brand or, you know, created any business you wanted given the experience you had on it. So with that, like, do you get any downtime, like, or have you any kind of rules or limits around not talking shop at home, or is it just too exciting?
No, we definitely do. Like, it's funny, I was saying, our dog comes with us to work, and there's some days you go home and you don't even want to look at the dog. You're like, oh, done with Ollie today. Don't talk to me. But there's some days where you go out for a drink and you're just having the chats, and you come up with a really good idea and you buzz off it then. So we definitely have downtime, like, because we don't go home and just sit on the couch together and hold hands then for the evening. We might go on the weekend, we might say, oh, let's go for a hike. Let's do this together. And then those hours you spend together are much more quality time than chatting to each other at work or whatever. So it's that balance, definitely, knowing to give each other space and not being offended if everybody needs space, because it's just natural and stuff like that. We're saying as well, like, working together, we communicate much better. As soon as there's something up with one of us, we immediately know and we just address it. And there's no, that's it. Like, we're just very open about what we need and respect each other's wants and stuff like that as well, yeah.
That old saying of opposites attract, you probably have an idea what each of your skill sets are, and maybe stuff you're not so good at, and can you share that, which is, I'd imagine that's a huge step forward for anyone.
It is, like, and you get to see those sides when you're in a professional relationship as well as a personal relationship. Like, you actually get to see your partner in certain situations, in difficult situations, and seeing how they react to that as well. You get to know them a lot better, in my opinion, like, you do, because, like, there's probably not a lot of couples that get to see their husband or their wife doing an important presentation, or really worried about, okay, you can bring worry home if you're in any job, But to really understand what that person's going through, like, you're not there in the day in, day out, seeing what they're going through, seeing how difficult the situation is.
And I think there's an honesty that comes with it to the relationship, because if I make a boo-boo, if I order 200 extra something, I've got to say it. There's no hiding it. So, like, you know, then it translates into your relationship. You don't hide anything. You're not afraid to admit that you're wrong or anything, because that's just, in business, you have to admit that. Like, so it translates definitely to the relationship. Yeah.
What's the one thing that's most likely to cause a little bit of an argument in the business? In the business.
Oh gosh, I don't know.
In the business, let's see now.
Me liking a design and you not, or
probably that's that. Probably it. Probably the creative side. If there's a difference, because I suppose I'd be quite clear on what I want. And of course, like Claire has really, really good eyes. So if there's a clash, it's generally to do with the creative side of things. So we do try to compromise in those situations, because you can totally see things differently. Like, you know, like, you really need to take other people's views at times. I've learned that as well, because I've been a sole trader for so long as well. I've made all those decisions myself a lot of times. So it
speeds up the whole decision making process then, because you have that ability to, you can make that decision over a cup of tea when you're holding hands at night if you want as well. Of course, most importantly too, like, I mean, I was going to try and segue from the bit about seeing your other half in difficult situations and challenging. In a couple of months' time, your family's expanding as well. You're welcoming your first child together.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Like, and it's like I'm in the limbo state where you're just neither here nor there, but very soon it's going to be very real and it's going to be a big change for us, so we're really excited.
And have you plans made around how you'll integrate that, like, as part of your day job? Will you take a bit of time off? Or
I'll take time off, definitely.
Good stuff.
We have the office at home, and if I need to do something in the evening, I can do it. It's not a huge deal. No, we'd be very good at that.
You have a team built up behind you now
as
well.
You do get the 9 months, of course, or how many more you get. You probably the 8 months, I suppose, by the time you get.
Well, if you work even harder,
this is it. I'll just work harder. I'll have to take. Obviously, I'm keen to be at home for a bit of it as well. Of course, like, as much as I can, but like, we have to be realistic as well. Like, we're going to have to obviously keep an eye on things. Like, it's the baby, please God, is due in May, which is right in our peak time.
Yeah.
So no matter how organised we are, really, no matter how big our team is, like, the summer can be crazy, crazy good, of course. Like, but we need all as many hands on deck as possible in the summertime as well. Like, you know,
fantastic. Look, it's an absolute credit to both of you. All the very best for the business goes forward. It's just you can begin to get snippets and a sense of why it's working and how it works so well. And of course, all the very best as you move forward, expanding the family as well. No doubt there's going to be some really innovative baby products for kayaks coming out in the next couple of weeks and months anyway. Ray and Claire, thank you so much for coming in this evening, and we'll talk to you very soon. That's Ray Carlin there and Claire Weston, the co-founders of Lakeland Kayaks in Mullingar, and of course that new Skipjack brand as well there on Harbour Bridge, the Commons in Mullingar as well. Fantastic shop, worth checking out. It's Valentine's Day, and here on Taking Care of Business, I'm marking, I suppose, paying huge tribute to and just giving our huge respect to so many couples across the Midlands who have started businesses or who are in business together and, you know, creating, growing successful businesses, creating employment in the region, helping to regenerate our town centres, developing their own brands, their own niche in, you know, in sometimes an already kind of busy market spaces as well. These people deserve our platitudes and our respect as well. So I'm delighted to bring them and allow you to meet them on the show this evening. So coming up in a little while, you'll meet Peter and Zaginia Williams. They're the new owners of Pearl Dental in Tullamore and a very innovative dentistry practice there. And so you'll find out all about that very shortly. But the next two people I'd like to introduce you to are a couple from Port Arlington, Gillian and Ronan Tracy. And in 2020, a bit like Ray and Claire there from Lakeland Kayaks, they actually opened their business, Hummingbird Interiors, there on the main street in Port Arlington, and they added, as well as the interior store, a fantastic cafe too. And again, I suppose the first question to both of you, whichever one he wants to take it, 2020, what a year to open a business, folks.
It was one of the worst, yeah. Look, I suppose at the time, as Ronan used to say to me, Ronan has 30 plus years in retail experience, and he knows the ins and outs of business. So as he used to say to me when I throw a wobbler, you know, I used to say, what are we doing? Are we mad? He'd say, look, we're on the ground and there's only one way, and that's up. So trust me, this will work. So I did put my trust into him. And yeah, look, it has been a phenomenal success so far. So here we are. And as I do say to people, we're still married.
Brilliant. And did you any experience with interiors or interior design before?
Well, look, I would definitely win an award for interior shopping all down through the years. And so that's where my love and passion of interiors came through then.
So Ronan, you clearly saw something then, your own experience in retail too, something Gillian was saying, you were ready to back that.
Yeah, I suppose, look at, like we made the decision early 2020, by the time it came around, we'd invested a sizable amount of money by getting architects' drawings done up and were ready to go for planning. And then, unfortunately, the planning department was closed due to COVID. But like we were 10 grand down at that stage, and Gillian says, I think we'll nail this on the head. And I says, hell, we won't. The only way we were going to get this 10 grand back is
to keep going.
To go
yeah.
ahead, you know.
Yeah. And part of that involved basically pretty much restored, renovated an old Derelict building on this, which again is a phenomenal thing to do. Like
it's kind of a bonkers thing. Like it was always a commercial property. Like there's even pictures there from the 1890s, and it was Lewis's was over the door, and the Mooneys were there since the early 1920s, and you still had to apply for planner permission for change of use. That's one of the joys of opening a business in Ireland, you know.
Yeah, but I guess if people can even think back to that street in Port Arlington, even back then, it was probably badly in need of a little bit of, you know, rejuvenation, some new businesses coming in. So I'm sure there's been a knock-on effect with other things popping up on the streets in the town as well.
And I suppose, you know, for years, I would have had a beauty salon in Port Arlington years ago. And I used to always look at Mooney's premises and I'd say that is going to make a fantastic shop sometime, you know. And I did have, you know, that vision. It was such a big premises. It was going to be very hard to fill with any kind of a business. It certainly would have been too big at the time for my line of work. But when we came up with the concept, you know, Ronan said to me, sure, look, where would we open? And I said, definitely, I know the perfect premises. So the renovation was huge, but look at that, kind of kept us going as well through lockdown. And
And was the cafe always part of the plan?
On my books, no. I'll be honest, I didn't want to go down that road because it's a complete, you know, it's a different ball game. The cafe, you know, I suppose I just wanted the interiors part of it. But Ronan said, look, the cafe would marry well with the interiors. And he was right on that. I took his, you know, his advice on that. But it's just, I knew Ronan is extremely particular when it comes to the cafe and food end of things. I knew that that was going to be, you know, another headache, I suppose, and extra staff and all that. But it's the perfect marry now, the two, the
and
interiors.
And previous experience, Ronan, comes to play, I'd say, with stuff like that as well, because you've got that attention to detail, as Gillian says. So.
Yeah, well, like, I suppose the interiors part, it was daunting to me because totally new. Like my retail background would have been with Gala down through the years. I opened Gala number 1 and 2 in Ireland and 50 other Galas around the Midlands. And, you know, like it's a total different ball game, you know, but, you know, we're loving it though. You know, that's the one thing I can say about it. It's totally different buzz. You know, you really have to sell hard, you know, when you're pieces of furniture, lamps and interior products, you have to know your stuff, you know.
But they're obviously, Gillian, your eye must be good because...
Well, I picked Ronan. no, look, I love it. I suppose, look, from a young age, I would have been, you know, brought around to Shaw's and different places with my mother. And I got that love too, I suppose, maybe from her. And she's very house proud and, you know, I would have picked up on that down through the years. And I'm always moving stuff around in my own house. And I love picking the stock. And I suppose I get my buzz out of that then, picking stock and, you know, unpacking and all that when it comes in and putting your displays together. So, no, it works. Works good.
In terms of then the marketing piece, but a bit like Ray and Claire, is it very much social media driven? Or what do you do to make sure, like, you know, people are seen and that you can showcase those products?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I suppose Facebook and Instagram is our way of reaching out to the public. And, you know, I mean, I do certain things. I do a walkthrough Wednesday video where I bring, basically it's like bringing your customers through the shop and showing them your new stock and all that. But we would have people that would screenshot items and they'd send them to us then, and, you know, they'd inquire about them. And we sell an awful lot off the back of that. And just putting up your general post then every day. But it is time consuming as well. I would do most of the editing at night and that, you know. So, you know, but look, it is definitely worth it.
And working together, yeah, really working.
Well, here's where the real truth comes from. Well, I suppose, no.
We're still married.
We're still married.
Round of applause.
No, look, at you know. And I mean, there's days when we are working together. Ronan could be in the office for 2 or 3 hours. I don't know what he does be doing, but sure, he does be doing something anyway. But no, look, there is days where we wouldn't see a whole lot of each other. You know, if it's busy, we don't actually get to communicate between one another, you know, on a personal level. It is strictly business, and, you know, that's basically it. And I suppose the biggest thing I would have achieved now at this stage, 2 years into the business, I don't wake him during the night anymore with the ideas, or did I tell you such a thing, or did I remind you to do such a thing? So I think that's a big plus for me.
Yeah, that sounds like, yeah, again, that, you know, it's working as well, and every couple will be different too. If there was a thing that causes any kind of conflict over, what are you most likely to disagree about when, in terms of the business?
I think, well, both of us now are good at picking stock, and, you know, whereas in the beginning, you know, Ron used to explain to me, like, it's a third of what you love, third of what you like, and then a third of what you don't like, you know. So that was very hard for me initially, but he really got in on it then, and he'd say to me, look, you know, maybe the stuff that I wouldn't like, we'll try it, and then we get a laugh then if he sells it or I sell it, and, you know, because he'd say, well, I did pick that, like, whatever, you know. But no, look, it's I suppose one thing, I suppose I would be constantly looking to replenish stock and obviously buying. So Ronan would often pull the purse strings with me. Yeah. So that's maybe the one thing that we might have a little dispute over, you know. Mm-hmm. But
it's so important, just, you know, that you got each other's back as well, and it's all in the common good. How many people have you working for you now?
15.
Wow. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's huge in a town like Port Arlington, or any of the Midlands towns as well. Like, that's new employment and great employment as well. And I know, like, with Ray and Claire, they're at a very exciting stage where their family is growing as well. Your own family, and you're known very well from your own family, and it's like your son Kieran should be 13 this year, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kieran would have been 13 in January, and, you know, like, he was our middle child, and Sean is 16. He'll be 17 now in April. Cuiva has just gone 11. So, you know, he would have been right slap bang in the middle of the two. But Sean works in the cafe for us at the weekends, and he does love it now, I have to say. And Cuiva, you know, she does like the place. She's just a little bit too young.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't get the whole concept that we're very, you know, we're driving Sean, that he has to work in order to have money. And because we did.
Which is true, in fairness.
15, you know, we were out working part-time jobs and that. But no, he does love it, and he has a whole different respect for us now, because he sees, you know, how hard we work, and, you know, what goes into a business. And it's not just a 9-to-5 job where you can come home and switch off, and, you know, but look, he's getting his life experience from it too. And I'm sure Cuiva will come up along the line too, and she'll rope in.
Two amazing role models to work off. Clearly your eye is very good, and your intuition is really good as well, Gillian, in fairness. And it sounds like, again, this brilliant partnership that is. Anything in the pipeline for the next year or two ahead, or is it trying to just kind of consolidate what you have for now, or have you ambitious plans?
Well,
not to say that what you haven't done already is fabulous. Yeah. Like,
well, I suppose it's just like every business is facing at the minute, we just have to navigate our way through it with the energy and costs of products going up and everything, you know. So, you know, look, we'll just have to get through it the next year.
But I think the last 2 years too, we have learned so much. You know, we've learned what works and what doesn't work. And you know, I mean, we have I can never praise them enough. Our team of staff are phenomenal. They are our backbone, and I know they have our backs, and that's a huge asset to us, you know, as business owners. But like, I would never rule out number 2 Hummingbird somewhere in some other town.
Interesting. And you know what? Yeah, I can well believe it. All right, we can see it, Witchy. Listen, Ronan and Gillian, Tracy, thank you so much for coming in. And again, just congratulations as well. Like, to create a new brand like that in Port Arlington, 50 new people, renovating an old building, you know, was a commercial premises before, bringing new life back to the town centre. I think you should go and have a bit of dinner on the way home or something. Celebrate Valentine's Night. Thank you so much for coming in. That's Gillian and Ron there from Hummingbird Interiors. You'll find them at hummingbirdinteriors.ie or all across the usual social media channels. The next couple to run the gauntlet and join me here in the studio are Peter and Saginia Williams. They run and owned Pearl Dental in Tullamore. They're originally from India. So Peter, I suppose, to begin, when did you first come over to Ireland and look at setting up a dental practice?
I actually moved here in 2015. It was John O'Mahony practice back then, and we bought it in partnership with a friend of mine from Cork. We bought the practice in 2015, and he was in 50-50 partnership. From 2019, I bought the other 50%, and me and Saginia became the sole partners of the business.
And your journey then to coming to Ireland, so where did your journey start? Where did you train as a dentist originally?
I myself train as a dentist in India. Most of my training, bachelor degree, is from India, but I do a couple of hands-on training from Eastman, Zurich, and most of the universities in UK and Europe, you name it. You know, I'm just doing an implant course, and they'll take top universities in Europe. 4 done and 2 more to go.
Wow, so there's no stopping as well. I can imagine it's a busy practice. I mean, never mind the probably backlog from COVID-19 and pandemics, but I think it's just a busy area anyway. Are you finding that yourself?
Oh, yeah. Every day, you know. Even today, it's around close to 25 patients. You know, you were right about COVID. You know, people were not pouring in. They were just staying out of the contamination storage area, especially dentistry. So after the lift of the restriction, if I'm right, 2021 December, they started to pour in, and it's
been non-stop ever since. Yeah, exactly. I can just imagine as well.
Exactly.
I think a lot of people listening probably have a sense of guilt about not getting to their dentist in a number of years. But anyway, we'll come back to that later. But of course, if you're seeing that many patients a day as well, you need a good manager behind it. And Saginia, now you're also a dentist by qualification too, but you're the practice manager and, dare I say, the real boss. When did you move to Ireland then and join the firm?
Yeah, I joined Peter in Ireland in 2016, but I took over the practice in 2019, and we both are the owners of the practice right now. And I do the business side of the practice, and this person who works for me is the dentist of the practice.
You're doing the hard work then?
Oh, of course I do, yes.
Good. But dentistry as well, like, it's an area that has changed a lot in Ireland, even in over the course of a decade, like that. It's gone much more from that kind of essential maintenance right to actually looking at the kind of aesthetic cosmetic side of it. Are you noticing that with your clients and their demands too?
Yes, we are currently looking at the trend now that it is more of we see more patients who are coming for cosmetic dentistry rather than the emergency or the routine treatments. And Peter is already taking lots of courses in implant dentistry and cosmetic dentistry. So we are looking at lots of new trends in cosmetic dentistry, which is going to be the new norm in the dentistry from now on.
So we'll all have those kind of Las Vegas or LA style teeth. And while, I mean, there was, you know, Irish and British people used to be laughed across the water years ago because of our teeth as well. All seems to be changing, which is good.
You never know, Doran. You never know.
You're always welcome to try it, Doran.
Is that a free trial now?
Oh, yeah, why not?
But again, it's such an area of growth as well. For yourselves then, looking at the practice, how many people have you employed at a minute, and have you any designs on maybe expanding that practice in the future?
Yeah, the plan is we already installed CBCT scan to scan the jaws for placement of implant in first place. And to be honest, we are proud to say that we are the first practice in Tullamore to install it. There are a few dentists in Port Ellington who has it, but in Tullamore we're the first one to install the CBCT scan. But you were right about one thing. The plan ahead and future is completely a digital dentistry focusing on implant and aesthetic dentistry. That could be their plan for future for us.
Wow. So where do you find the time for, like, outside of work stuff, family stuff? Because you've brought your 2 boys in this evening, and well, that's the plight of most young parents these days who are working as well. You can't leave the kids at home on their own. And the fact that, obviously, you're a married couple too. So do the roles ever reverse? Like, who's, you know, Saginia's clearly the boss in work. Does that continue at home, Peter?
Yeah, so you know yourself.
That was very affirmative now, in fairness.
Yeah, it is a definite yes. I know she is the boss at home. And
Have you always worked well together, though?
As a couple.
Yeah, before coming to Ireland, we both had separate practices. And we, even at that time, we had the habit of working together in our practices. So we know how to work together. And also, it doesn't mean that we don't fight or argue. Probably this is not the thing you want to hear on a Valentine's Day, but we argue a lot. And we sometimes want to kill each other. But also, we are sometimes very proud of us, as we are very good as a team. So we just need to find the balance every day of not killing each other and be working as a team.
But that, I suppose, is one of the challenges of, you know, both living together and then working together. You're pretty much in each other's hair all day, every day. So
that's true. So but I work only 2 days a week in the practice. All the other days, I'll be working from home, like doing the accounts and Zoom meetings and all that. So it's a good thing that I am not working all days in the practice. Otherwise, the scenario will be different, I would say.
So, Peter, do you find then that you have, on those days when Zuginia is not in the practice, right, you've got a busy list of patients and things to catch up on and people to see. Then you go home and you get another list handed to you when you walk in the door.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know yourself, Ron. And yeah, it is. You know, after we finish the work, we need to take the boys to the classes, like dance classes, swimming lessons, church on Sunday churches, and taking care of the boys after working is a hard work as well. And I do appreciate her, you know, working and taking care of the kids. Like she said, she has the flexible hours, but again, she's great in the clinic. You know, when she's there for 2 days, make it easy for me as well.
How do you find time for downtime?
We take turns, really. That's some days I go out and I look after the kids, he look after the kids, and some days he goes out with the men and I take care of the kids. That's how it works, really, because we don't have an extended family support like the others do. So it is only up to us to do everything alone. So it is really, really hard on us, especially during COVID times. Without the family support, extended family support, we are on our own, and it was absolutely difficult for us.
Yeah. But you've built a fantastic life in Tullamore as well, and there's a lovely community of professional people, and even not just fellow Indians and that, but a great community building up there. That must be very exciting too.
Yes, it is. We really appreciate the people of Tullamore for making this place our home. Otherwise, it would be very difficult for us to settle in, and also for the boys. Yeah. They absolutely love this, and we call this place our home. So even if we go back, even if we go to India for a 1 month vacation, we still want to come back to Tullamore because we call this our home. So that's how great Tullamore is to us.
And speaking of those very boys, what if we put that question to their two sons, Johan, who's 11, and Jaden, who's 4? What if we ask them who the real boss of the family is? I wonder what they might say. Have a quick listen to this. I captured this a bit earlier.
I think Dad, because he's been working at the facility more.
Ooh. My mammy's a bit surprised by that one, all right, yeah. Now, that's the boss at the facility. Who's the boss at home?
Mom.
Oh, that was fairly fairly affirmative, all right. And Jaden, would you like to be a dentist when you get bigger?
No.
What would you like to be?
I want to be messy.
Now, that is good. Yeah, I want to be messy. Would you play for Ireland?
No, I play for Argentina.
Wow. You're going to be like your mammy and daddy. You're going to travel the world, are you?
Yes.
Cool. I'd like to be messy too, but you know what my problem is? I'm too old. Johan, what about you? Have you any ambitions to become a dentist when you grow up?
Yes.
What is it about it that you like?
My mum and dad have a lot of experience. They can pass it on to me.
Now, what wise words from 11-year-old Johan there. And of course, Jaden, full of ambition, wants to be Lionel Messi when he grows up. And sure, why not? But that's Peter and Zuginia Williams there. They own and run Pearl Dental in Tullamore, a fantastic couple as well. And really trying to bringing out that dynamic of what it's like for two people to not just be life partners, but to be business partners as well. And earlier you met Claire Weston and Ray Carlin from Lakeland Kayaks and the Skipjack brand in Mullingar. And just in between then, Ronan and Gillian Tracy of Hummingbird Interiors in Port Arlington. And early in the very start of the show, Kenan Pehlivan there speaking as a Turkish native about the recent earthquake there. But also Kenan operates the Blue Apron restaurant with his wife Sarah Thomas. So that's all from couples from Valentine's Day for me here on Midlands 103. Time for me to be the march and make room for Mr. Joe Cooney, who'll be up next with Country Roads, and he's going to try and play as many
love-themed country songs as he can. Stay safe. I'll talk to you next week.
Taking Care of Business returns next Tuesday at 7 p.m. with the local enterprise offices of Leash, Offaly and Westmeath. Find us on localenterprise.ie and let's talk business.